This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Always excited to talk to Matt Perino, Buffalo Bills, covering the team, Syracuse.com, the Syracuse Post Standard. And Matt, we haven't had you on since the official NFL schedule release almost a full week ago now, and I think you're probably like everybody else when you look at this schedule, how favorable it is for the Buffalo Bills, how your hardest opponents are spread out evenly throughout the course of the season. What was your takeaway from the schedule release last Wednesday?
It's a dangerous game we play every year, right? Like trying to predict which teams are going to be good and which teams aren't. I mean, we know that those four teams are probably going to be contenders, but I think everybody thought one of the top teams in the league last year was going to be Cincinnati, and they don't even make the playoffs. So I think it's hard to kind of overreact to like the favorability of the schedule. I think from a travel perspective, more so than the opponents, is what I think Bills fans should be excited about, the team should be excited about, because – you know, that coming off of a couple of years where they've had some just funky schedules with short weeks and some international, or that international game a couple of years ago, I mean, they're the second least amount of miles traveled teams in the NFL this upcoming season, which I think is, Sean McDermott talks so much about building a routine and getting these guys into a groove. They're going to be able to do that. Like, these guys come back, Ogunjobi and Hoyt, off those suspensions, and they have a bunch of like 1 o'clock Sunday games to be able to get into a routine and kind of build towards the playoffs. And that's another thing. Like, I think there's the first six or seven games before the Bills play the Chiefs. Those are all opponents that, you know, there's a lot of non-playoff teams from last season in there. So I think that you get excited about that, the idea of potentially getting off to a hot start. But again, like a Carolina could be a plucky team. I know a lot of people think Atlanta's going to take a step this year. So, you know, if these divisional teams are, you know, any incrementally amount better, then all of a sudden the schedule looks completely different depending on how good they are.
Yeah, Matt, I was just going to ask you, like, which one of those teams, like, trap game is kind of a generic term, but you mentioned Carolina. Well, that's right before the Kansas City game. I don't know what to make of Atlanta, but when you're doing the exercise and where they put the Chiefs game the first week in November, is it fair to say that if the Bills going into that game, maximum 1-2 losses, what would be the expectation going into that Kansas City game first weekend in November?
Well, I think knowing that, you know, Philly's on the other side of the bye and some of the tougher opponents, I think, are in November and December, you want to get off to a really good start. And I think 7 wins is definitely within reason, especially knowing what this Bills team did this past season. I think the roster's better overall from top to bottom. I think that they've the one thing that I don't think we've talked enough about is, like, Brandon Bean, historically, when it comes to making his wide receiver room. He's really good at the adjustments. When things don't go right, finding out a way to fix the problem. I mean, go back to John Brown and Cole Beasley. Then a couple years later, Stephon Diggs. And, you know, last year it was Amari Cooper, and it looked good at times early on, and it then didn't. And so now they're pivoting to Josh Palmer. They're very excited about what they think Keon Coleman could be in year two. So I think that that there's so many interesting parts of this roster that I think I'm thinking about training camp, and I know it was just announced, I think it was last week, that's coming back to Fisher. Like, some of these roster battles are going to be so important, with a little bit more so than in years past. It feels like there's more 53-man spots available in the competition than there have been the last couple of years. And that's another part of this, and aside from the schedule, that I'm really excited for this offseason, and when mini camp gets opened up or OTAs get opened up to the media next week, is getting our first look at, you know, sizing up these position battles and roster battles at the end of this thing.
Before we get to that, we got the NFL's owners meetings and a couple of things that are being proposed, rule changes that are being proposed. And when you hear them, you have to think to yourself, all right, these are coming from somebody other than the teams. Like, the teams are being nudged in a direction to make these proposals. The one that's the biggest head scratcher to me, Matt, maybe you can add clarity to it or help us understand why the NFL, other than there's a potential to make money, but I don't know how they would make more money if they eliminated the seeding, the current playoff format, and went to a straight seeding system where, you know, you're seeded by record, where divisional championships, divisional titles don't really mean as much.
I mean, I think it's like, I get like why somebody would want to make an argument for like a Baltimore Ravens team that ends up being the 5 seed but has a better record than a 4 seed that wins the division or whatever. They're obviously much more, you know, much more of a Super Bowl contender. But I don't know. I think if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I think the current system works well, and it rewards you for going out and winning your division. I mean, those division games are so important. It's why the schedule is made the way that it is, to play each one of those teams twice in a season. And I think that it just, I don't know, it kind of dulls that a little bit and takes a little bit away from that. I don't know. I just think sometimes it's like anything else. We all have our fantasy football rosters, right? I'm in a dynasty league, and every year, like, it's a 23-guy roster, and so I'm tinkering and tinkering and tinkering the most, like, unbelievable roster questions that I ask myself every year that I'm talking about with buddies and people that aren't in the league to try to figure it out. Sports is about tinkering. And I think this is like the NFL's version of just like trying to like fine tune something that doesn't really necessarily need to be fine tuned.
All right. So another thing, and you were down there for the winter meetings, Matt, when the tush push question came up originally, and, you know, on the competition committee, speaking there at the AFC breakfast for the head coaches was Sean McDermott. And look, he got pressed on it. I don't know if he came off all that well, but your thoughts on this, because I don't know necessarily if the public is all that we need to get rid of this play.
The tush push?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am so over this conversation, guys. I can just about gouge my eyes out. Like, who cares? Take it out, don't take it out. I could not care less. I think the fact that we're, you know, every single year we got to make some kind of rule, this big kind of stand, whether it be for the league or whatever. I like the idea from some of the coaches that come out. I guess this does make Sean look bad, I guess, in a way, but he can have his opinion. Like, I think it's okay to have your opinion and want to do things a certain way. If you can't stop the play, then it's football. I mean, you line up 11 against 11 and you try to stop them from moving the ball forward. And so I don't know. I do think it's a little bit of a weird look for the league to kind of be so incessantly trying to take it out. And it does seem like something to kind of stifle one team that has really made it so good and so part of their offense. The thing for me, though, is just like, I'm just so sick of talking about it. Like, I think this is like the third or fourth time this offseason we've talked about the tush push, the quarterback sneak that we've probably spent a good hour on this offseason. It's driving me nuts.
What about these moves today? Free agent wide receiver, Christian Wilkerson. What do we know about him? I mean, he's a bottom of the roster guy, and he'll be fighting to, you know, just stay on board with the practice squad, I would imagine. But a couple of seasons with the Raiders before last season ended. And then, of course, the release of an undrafted rookie in Presley out of Baylor.
Yeah, so I was kind of I was surprised that it ended up being Presley. I can't remember his name now off the top of my head. I'd have to get the roster chart in front of me. But there was another receiver I wrote about that didn't have the best day at rookie minicamp last week. He had like, or 2 weeks ago, had like three drops in the practice. And I'm sitting there like, this is a chance to go out there and like, the hands are like the only thing a receiver could really show off. A little bit of the route running, but you're not really getting pressed. You're not really, you know, you can't really hit out there. You're in shorts. So I think that, you know, I thought that put a lot of pressure. But I think that going out and adding a guy, whether it be the guy that struggled or Presley or whoever else, kind of puts you on notice a little bit. The competition starts now. And, like, you know, how you're performing in the meeting rooms, how you're performing out in the practice field. You know, when you sign on, like, these UDFAs, I think it's always interesting, like, the decision by these camps to sign with a team like the Bills where the 53 is so, like, hard to make. Like, what kind of opportunity does that give them to really make a run at it over the course of the summer? And not only that, because it's so, like, contentious in terms of, like, the competitions, like, you're going to be judged at such a higher bar that if, you know, I think I'd much rather go somewhere like the Raiders or the Browns where I can kind of, you know, start off slow and probably have a day or two where I look good and maybe stand out in a group like that. So, I'm not overreacting to it too much. I think this is a guy that, you know, we'll see for the summer. I'm not sure he hangs around too long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Matt Perino, our guest, Shout Podcast, Syracuse Post Standard, where today, all right, we know the dates and times for the preseason for, you know, a lot of families going out and seeing the Giants. We got Giant fans in the area. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure you looked at that in differently because, you know, Matt, Tampa, last preseason game, that's not far from Orlando. Are you planning anything down there for a little trip over there?
My guy, you're always in my head there, Gino. I like it. No, we did look at that date, though. We can't make anything work. And but we are doing what are we looking at? I got the kids in the car. I can't we have to put this on ice. Okay, there might be a little bit of planning here. Yes, I can't get into the details. Maybe next week when I'm in a little more secure location.
All right. Well, look, we know we're at a sensitive time right now. And we only got a couple minutes with you, so I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about your coaching prowess there in Little League, because you know if I'm reading things correctly, we had a big walk off win last week, in the Perino coached Yankee team, right? Is that accurate?
Oh man, what a night that was. Like, you know, travel is one thing, right? Like, you know, if you coach travel sports, it's like really competitive and, you know, you're around these kids a lot. Like when you're coaching in house, like there's a lot of kids that show up that, you know, they're not investing really into baseball. Like some are just there cause their parents want them to be there or something to do. And this year's group is just really cool. Like, there's just been a bunch of kids that have shown up to the limited amount of practices and really put in time. And, like, the jump from last year to this year that I've seen from a couple kids has just been so rewarding, man. And, yeah, we had a little guy that, I shouldn't even say little guy, he's a fifth grader going into sixth grade, and he just picked up the game again last year. And I think he had one hit all last season, and he hits a walk-off rip single, two-run single to center field the other night. I'm carrying him around in the outfield in the winner's circle out there in the meeting. It was cool. That's what we do this for, man. Like, it's so fun just being out here. It's good to forget about the day job for a little bit and go just be a kid.
Isn't that the beauty of sport, though? I mean, like, it starts at that young age, and it teaches you those lessons. And even if you're the coach, you're still learning lessons of, you know, how much you can appreciate doing what you're doing.
Oh, 100%, man. Like, they keep you grounded. They keep you really just the root, covering professional sports. Like, you see behind the scenes of it all. And listen, there's so many great people in professional sports. So I'm so lucky to do what I do. But it's a business, right? Like, we talk about the business side of this thing every single day, the podcast and the radio shows, in print, all of it. And to just go do it where everybody's showing up just to play the game for no other reason, it's fun, man. It's running out. Time's running out. I don't have to tell you two. I mean, my son, he's only got 2 years of house left after this. Bring a tear to my eye, but it's a blast.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard Shout Podcast. You and Ryan, check out the Shout Podcast. Matt, tell everybody about the schedule here as we're heading. Good time to catch up on your reading here too, Memorial Day weekend. What can we check out here?
Yeah, definitely. I want to shout out a past episode. Ryan did a great job. He booked the crew from Casting Buffalo, which did all the casting for the Hallmark Bills movie. And they came on the show, 30-minute segment at Wingnuts this last weekend. We talked about the process, a little bit about their history, and like booking things for all these shoots that are coming up. They started shooting this week. And I don't want to give anything away, but your favorite Bills podcast host might be making an appearance on this thing. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Does a podcast host have to commit the 3 days, or do they allow for you to schedule whatever that cameo? Just speaking theoretically here, of course.
Listen, nothing's written in stone. No contracts have been handed out. I'm just saying, like, just put it in the back of your head, and we'll. I don't know. 3 days would be a big commitment. I don't know with all this baseball if we could lock that down. We'll see.
Enjoy your night, man. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it as always, and enjoy your long holiday weekend as well.
You too, guys. Take care.
There he is, Matt Perino, covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post Standard. You can read his work at Syracuse.com. Check out the podcast with Ryan Talbot as well. The Shout Podcast, available wherever you get your shows.
He does make a point that we're just kind of assuming that, hey, by the time the Bengals come in December, who's to say they're going to be any good? I mean, the way we do this every year with the Bills' schedule. But what you cannot deny, Danger, is the balance between home and away, as comparatively speaking, the travel. You don't really have disparities in terms of rest. I mean, for Sean McDermott, who loves routine, you can't come up with a better schedule than what the Buffalo Bills. There is no excuse in that department.
I agree. And it feels like that's a universally accepted schedule by everybody that follows this team. That it's like, okay, I've yet to hear the person say, well, that's going to be a problem. I haven't heard that once. Yeah, you have some tough opponents. We knew the opponents before the schedule was released. But to see how it laid out, I guess the point is, the point that still remains, and I know guys like Sal Majorana have said, this is a pointless exercise. Why do we go through this exercise? Well, we go through it because it's fun, but you're right. It is pointless in that you don't know what any of these teams are going to be. What if Baltimore takes a step back? What if Lamar Jackson doesn't play at an MVP level? We're just assuming that week one is going to be this gauntlet for the Bills to start their season. Baltimore can slip. Baltimore's defense, they lost to the Raiders early last season, right? I mean, like, you don't know. We just don't know week in and week out what exactly you're going to get. Maybe the Falcons are good. Maybe the Panthers are.
Maybe they're the same old Falcons. Or, like, oh, great. Yeah, they're going to be 5-12.
It's possible.
Yeah.
All of that is possible. So what makes it fun, though? Love looking at the schedule. Love trying to predict wins and losses.
Do not ask Matt Perino about tush push again.
Well, okay, so to his point, it is a quarterback sneak. I mean, really, it's just a quarterback sneak. It's if the play went away, would we really be, as fans, would we really be that upset?
Would we really be like, would it change the way we view the game? I think it's soft.
Well,
I think it's Charmin. I think if you have the play available to you and other teams can't stop it, you use it to your advantage. Good for Philadelphia. Good for the Bills. Good for the teams that used it to their advantage. And if you're a defense, stop the play. The Chiefs were able to stop the Bills executing that play when they needed to the most. They deserve to win that game.
In a time where we have all these self-inflicted conflicts or controversies, this is a self-inflicted controversy from the NFL. No one's asking for this. Now you're putting this up for debate. And actually, I agree with Matt. He won me. I'm like, at this point, let's take the vote. Vote it down. Let's move on.
Yeah. Well, the playoff format is a little bit different to me. That one I'm still trying to figure out what's the motive behind that.
The only thing I could think is this is the network saying we need more meaningful games in week 18 and now week 17 as well, that you could have teams that are just kind of locked into their seat as the Buffalo Bills were last year. But even the Bills, like, they were the two. They're not going anywhere. So you'd have to come up with the 4-5 sort of scenario, but even still.
You'd have to put more weight on your conference schedule than your division schedule. It would change the way you schedule, you make the schedule, I would think, because now you're really making it about winning the conference. Like, your conference opponents would be more important than your divisional opponents.
What if this is just kind of like a preemptive appeasement, if you will? Like, right. What happened to the Vikings last year? It's going to happen to some team this year. Say it's the Lions who are putting this up. Hey, sorry. Too bad. We voted on this. You knew what we were going to get into here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it would be like if the schedule put less emphasis on the division and more emphasis on record for seeding in the postseason. You still could have your divisions. You could still play those teams every season, maybe not twice a year. Maybe you give up those three games for other games within the conference to put more weight on winning the, you know, winning the conference.
So could you ever see they would not do that, like a 1-16 seeding here in the NFL? That's how they do it, like in Europe.
I could see 1-8 for each conference.
I'm talking about overall. Just get rid of the divisions.
Yeah. Divisions, I could see. Divisions, I would say you could keep the divisions, and those are the teams you would play every year. Mm-hmm. But then you add more conference games. Those three games that you're giving up by not playing them twice, you just supplant those with more conference games, put more weight on the conference games, and then your conference, each conference seeds 1-8. Based on record, and winning the division doesn't matter. You're still in a division, but it doesn't matter if you win the division because you're not getting anything other than...
That would be tougher, like, for the Bills, really, like, in terms of... They don't have, like, a, oh my gosh, you can't miss this rivalry game, but, you know, if you're the Eagles, you don't want Dallas coming in? Like, how would you scale back your division?
Yeah, you'd have to alternate.
You'd
One year Dallas is in Philly, the next year Philly is in Dallas.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I'm trying to understand where their head is at and what they're angling towards here. It doesn't make sense to me because of how little emphasis it puts on winning a division title. It basically means winning the division is irrelevant. It doesn't matter that you win the division. And it should matter, I think. It should matter that you win the division. Appreciate Matt Parrino giving us his time, spending some time talking about the Buffalo Bills, as we like to do here in the Sports Bar. We'll switch gears to the Rochester Americans coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Head coach Michael Leone joining us from Laval right around 4:25. We have plenty of time. If you want to join us, our phone number is 866-4326. We have more on the way, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.